The theme of guns, girls, and guitars.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands.
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
I like going to the Dijkmarkt because I like to be surrounded with women.
Play your part. My bitch a choosy lover, never without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
I can take care of myself. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, okay, that's just great. What's EC?
Like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James God, as you call him.
He's coming, your favorite DJ, he's the greatest. Lots of music, lots of fun, in our town he's number one. He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medfit?
Yes, that's the way some people say it.
Medfit. Don't give me that Medford.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Making headlines at this hour, Senator John Tester of Montana is co-sponsoring a bipartisan measure that will protect and strengthen gun rights in the Senate's health care reform bill. If it passes, the amendment will prohibit companies from raising health insurance premiums or denying health care coverage to law-abiding citizens who keep firearms in their homes. It also forbids the federal government from collecting private information about guns, ammunition, or lawful storage of firearms under the health care reform bill.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I think that if every single child in every single classroom had a gun, there wouldn't be no shooting.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I want to talk to you about something so natural that only human nature reveals it. So fundamental that kids understand it best. It's the tie that binds us, you and me. It's no less than the salvation of our country. It's our feel for freedom.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from TV shows, movies, news reports, propaganda pieces, who knows where. It's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Given all the gun violence going on these days in the United States, the theme for this evening's Plastic Sushi is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars. There's a lot going on in tonight's mix, and I'll start by giving you a literal trigger warning. Guns are a very controversial topic. And this evening's show goes all over the place in terms of viewpoints and things to think about. As Chuck Yu said in the disclaimer in the show intro, the views and opinions expressed in this sound collage are those of the participants and don't necessarily reflect those of WMFO, WMFO station management, Tufts University, or even this program's producer. That'd be me. And before we go any further, let me also thank Chuck for filling in last Friday, Thanksgiving Friday, as he brought his cold turkey 2021 Sonic Extravaganza here to our 91.5 FM airwaves while I enjoyed a Thanksgiving with my family. And, well, musically, my 8-year-old nephew, Ryan, we had fun playing percussion together. He played electronic percussion and I did too, but before that all happened, I found some handy things around the basement, like a metal box and some packing materials in a big plastic container. And I just whacked them, and boy, we sure had some fun together. So, this being a Plastic Sushi rather than a Tears of the Gods sound collage, we, of course, started off with some Japanese music. That was a band called Zuno Keisatsu with a song called Yuo Tori, Pick Up the Gun, from a wonderful J-pop domestic album called Far East Rock Collection 70s. And you also heard, well, One of the greatest American actors, Charlton Heston. He was also a political activist, and he served many terms as president of the National Rifle Association, Charlton Heston. I most particularly loved him in the first Planet of the Apes movie, and then also The Omega Man, which was about a catastrophe that hits Earth and most people, civilization is kind of wiped out. There are a few survivors straggling around, but he's like, well, the last man in a certain way, the Omega Man. And then also Soylent Green. But we're going to be hearing, as we did, some of his work under when he was in president of the NRA. And we're going to be hearing more of that as the evening gets along. And in addition to Charlton Heston, our audio clips from Who Knows Where are also notably going to include Groucho Marx, plus WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, at least in some people's books. Yeah, I'm talking about Billy Bob Neck. Back in the upper right now, some sounds of World War II. Big guns. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing, as we explore this theme of guns, girls, and guitars, from some female artists, including Tori Amos and the Go-Go's. Also, my remix of a Color Box sound collage. It's got some contributions. Narration from my friend RJ Thal. He's going to be including some real life stories from the NRA magazine, the American Rifleman. And we're also going to be hearing the band Nashville Pussy. But first, to get things started off, here's the Japanese female trio Shonen Knife with a remake of their song, or their own remix of their classic big hit, Twist Barbie. And on this one, they begin with the DJ Easy Ed theme. Tough beat. Here they are on WMFO in Medford. Tough's Freeform Radio.
Love. I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich.
Wouldn't you like to shit your mess all over me?
I grew up in the woods of northern Michigan, where I imagined and became 100 different heroes. I was free to dream of all the men I might become. Maybe you remember that real freedom when you were a kid, in a time, before clocks and mortgages, before taxes and laws and government, before life and its liars built fences around your dreams. When possibility was limitless and freedom flowed through you like fresh air. You can see it in the unbridled gallop of a running boy. It's in his spirit and longing to go anywhere, do anything, to become anyone. That's the freedom so easily plundered by growing up that I hope you'll find again.
5 a.m. Friday morning, Thursday night, far from sleep. I'm still up and driving, can't go home, obviously. So I'll just change direction, 'cause they'll soon know where I live. And I wanna live. Got a full tank and some chips. Was me and a gun and a man on my back. And I sang holy, holy as he buttoned down his pants. You can laugh, it's kind of funny, the things you think in times like these. Like I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. Yes, I wore a slinky red thing. Does that mean I should spread for you, your friends, your father, Mr. Ed? It was me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And I know what this means. Me and Jesus, a few years back, used to hang, and he said, it's your choice, babe. Just remember, I don't think you'll be back in 3 days' time, so you choose well. Tell me what's right. Is it my right to be on my stomach, a Fred Seville? It's me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. And do you know Carolina, where the biscuits are soft and sweet? These things go through your head when there's a man on your back. You're pushed flat on your stomach. It's not a classic Cadillac. Me and a gun and a man on my back. But I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this. I haven't seen Barbados, so I must get out of this.
It used to be the fun was in the capture and kill. In another place and time, I did it all for thrills. Let me understand.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
And that was when the fun was in. The capture I'd kill in another place and time. I did it all for thrills. Love me and I'll leave you.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands.
A member of the NRA, I've had them call me up and say, we need you to renew. And what I say to them is, I would like to help you, but I need to save all of the money that I can and put it into more guns and ammo.
Men learned their neighbor had just filled a prescription for painkillers and quickly hatched a plan to steal them. Perhaps the men should have thought things through a little more carefully. They were aware that their victim owned a handgun. One of the men waited in the car while his accomplice entered the home and began viciously punching and choking the homeowner. Battered, the homeowner retrieved his handgun and shot the intruder, killing him. The other suspect was nabbed shortly thereafter. The homeowner was treated for injuries.
Run out and get that like a good girl.
She's got the drugs. fine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, hey, I'm Kelly.
Hello, I'm Michelle.
And we're Destiny's Child.
And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe. God bless.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from TV shows, movies, news reports, propaganda pieces, and who knows where else. Only here, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday nights, WMFO in Medford. So our theme this week is called Guns, Girls, and Guitars, as we contemplate all the craziness that's been going on here in the United States from oh so many perspectives. Most particularly, we've been hearing a bunch of words from actor, political activist, and former NRA President Charlton Heston talking about freedom. We began that set with, well, some of the girl components of this evening's show. That was the Japanese female trio Shonen Knife and a remixed version of their hit Twist Barbie from their Supermix album. And then we heard from Tori Amos, Me and a Gun, a somewhat fictionalized accounts of an actual incident that occurred to her. And it was with a knife, not a gun. But you know, art, you change some things. And then we heard from the Go-Go's with Lust to Love. We followed that with a real sound collage from Color Box that was Looks Like We're Shy One Horse, the Shootout mix. And we heard some of my remixing in there, including WMFO's perhaps most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck, who used to host a show called Billy Bob Neck's Hour Being Good, where he was a kind of a Christian fundamentalist persona who loved guns and all sorts of other politically incorrect things. And then we heard in there as well my friend RJ Thal reading a real life story from the American Rifleman, which is the magazine of the National Rifle Association, the NRA. And yes, that was a real life story of a man protecting himself using his gun when some people tried to steal his prescription medications. And then we finished off the music in that set with Nashville Pussy, and She's Got the Drugs from their High as Hell album. And then two public service messages, one from Project Safe Neighborhood with a really relevant message about the sounds of gun crimes. And then Destiny's Child, and talking about never driving under the influence. A sound thought. And you know, if you're living, working, or playing around the Tufts University campus, or many other areas, you may have been noticing that there were an awful lot of loud jet airplanes, because the wind is coming from the west. And that means, well, whether it's coming from the west, the northwest, the southwest, or even sometimes just the north or the south, that the people at Logan Airport, the air traffic controllers, are just slamming those people unfortunate to live underneath the sacrificial RNAV neighborhoods. I've been counting planes coming one per minute for hours. And if you're one of the victims of this pollution, you can go to logannoise.org and find out about the Logan Noise Aircraft Working Group and join that and get a little bit more information about protesting this gross environmental injustice. So we're going to be continuing along with this theme of guns, girls, and guitars as... Well, backing me up right now is some violins from the Celtic Fiddle Festival. This is La Belle Catherine. But in the next set, we're going to be hearing from the Spice Girls and also La Tigra, another female trio. And we're going to be hearing their piece, Dyke March 2001. Also, going to hear from some boy bands, ZZ Top, talking about their gun love, and AC/DC with a deep cut from Flick of the Switch. But we're going to start off with a double hit on our theme from the Japanese band, the 5678, and... this song is about a guitar. Dates! Here on WMFO in Medford. Looking on my soul, I can't fight. Oh, bye.
gonna pull those pistols and whistle Dixie.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
Don't you remember how for a boy the dawn of day needs no alarm? It explodes with possibilities. Every tree dares to be climbed. Every hill defies a look beyond. Every car or plane or train is a ticket to adventure. Every bike can fly. Pets can talk. Every planet supports life. Good guys always win. And a new occupation is possible every day. You were told, in America, anyone can be president. And you considered that a serious career option. Before romping off into the next what if. And by day's end, fighting sleep for fear you'd miss something. It's not playful nonsense. That's freedom. The sheer exhilaration, the power of the freewheeling possibilities in your life. It is a uniquely American gift. Freedom is the intoxicating natural high of human nature. At 73, I not only remember it, I still feel it. And I think you do too. Because that boundless freedom born into a young boy isn't something in his hands. It's in his heart. In the same way, what brings millions of gun owners together isn't found in our guns. It's in our souls. Freedom isn't detectable by our five senses. No. What binds us is a sixth sense for the essence of freedom. Like that wide-eyed boy, full of wonder. We instinctively recognize its presence. For too many, freedom is just a word. But not for you and me. We know it when we've got it. We damn sure know when it's being stolen. Special sixth sense for freedom obliges you and me to safeguard it, to preserve it, especially when others will not.
Yeah!
funny thing, I've met a lot of pin-up girls, but I've never been able to pin one down.
WMFO.
Can I use two hands? Would you like that?
But I've never been able to pin one down.
I like going to the Dyke March because I like to be surrounded with women.
WMFO.